USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
COVID vaccines may soon be added to the childhood immunization schedule. This after a CDC panel made that recommendation Thursday for kids ages 5 to 11. The schedule isn't mandatory, but states do have the right to decide whether kids must get the jab in order to be admitted to school. The CDC vote was unanimous, 15 to 0. President Biden is in Pennsylvania campaigning for the 2022 midterm elections. Prior to leaving for Pennsylvania, the president pushes back at a reporter's question, claiming he's only campaigned for a few candidates.
But there haven't been that many candidates campaigning with you.
Why are more? That's not true. There have been 15. Count, kid, count.
Okay, and are there going to be even more?
Yeah.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland hosted the German Minister of Justice on Thursday in a bilateral meeting. Garland says they reaffirm the strong law enforcement partnership between the two countries.
Minister Buschmann and I also discussed the urgency of pursuing every avenue of accountability for those who commit war crimes and other atrocities in Ukraine.
Weather in the United States for the next 90 days looks hot and dry in the south and unknown in the north. That's according to the Climate Prediction Center's official winter forecast, which is heavily affected by La Nina. Typically, La Nina tends to bring a wetter winter to the northern United States. College enrollment is down for the third straight year. Data from the National Student Clearinghouse shows universities across the United States enrolled just over 1% fewer undergraduates between 2021 and 2022. The numbers from the report could still change by the end of the year. The Arizona Cardinals are hosting the New Orleans Saints in Thursday night football. That game can be seen on Amazon Prime. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
An investigation is continuing after a tragedy in Utah.
An Air Force jet crashed at the end of the runway near Salt Lake City, Utah on Wednesday. The F-35 crashed at Hill Air Force Base at the north end of the runway, the 388th Fighter Wing tweeted. The wing commander at the base confirmed the pilot ejected to safety and that no one else was harmed. One witness on Fox 13 in Utah.
Like, I was just watching it. I was in the right-hand lane, and then you just see it going down, and then it just hits that hill, and you just see it burst up in flames.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Death row inmate Benjamin Cole has been executed in Oklahoma. Cole was put to death Thursday morning after the Supreme Court denied last-minute appeals to spare his life. Cole was sentenced to death for murdering his 9-month-old daughter in 2002. Ohio Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance is calling on President Joe Biden to finish building a wall along the southern border. Appearing on Fox News, Vance explains why he thinks it's important to Ohio residents.
It's really important to folks in Ohio, Bill, because the southern border is the way that the fentanyl that's coming into the state of Ohio kills a lot of our citizens. So we're actually the third state overall when it comes to fentanyl deaths. Certainly the economy and inflation are top of mind for a lot of voters, but people also want their communities to be safe. They want their children to be safe from this poison that the cartels are bringing in.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.